Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, jika Anda menerima pendapatan di Australia antara tanggal 1 Juli dan 30 Juni, Anda harus mengajukan pengembalian pajak selambatnya pada tanggal 31 Oktober. Berikut ini ada beberapa hal yang dapat Anda klaim dalam pengembalian pajak dan mengurangi tagihan pajak Anda untuk tahun keuangan ini. Lebih dari 13 juta warga dan penduduk Australia akan mengajukan pengembalian pajak mereka tahun ini. Bagian dari proses ini adalah penilaian oleh Kantor Pajak Australia kelayakan untuk pengembalian pajak, sementara tindakan ekonomi yang diambil oleh pemerintah Australia di tengah pandemi COVID-19 telah membuat perpajakan tahun ini sedikit berbeda dari biasanya. Michael Crocker, pemimpin pajak Australia di Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand, mengatakan bahwa orang yang melakukan pekerjaan tidak menentu tidak secara resmi dianggap sebagai pekerja dan akan dibebaskan dari pembayaran pajak tahun ini. Pekerja berpenghasilan kurang dari $18,200 tidak akan dikenakan pajak meskipun mereka masih berkewajiban untuk mengajukan pengembalian pajak. Pekerja liburan dengan visa 417 dan 462 yang berpenghasilan kurang dari 37.000 juga dibebaskan dari pajak.
Generally, you'll need to lodge a personal tax return if you've earned salary or wages and you've had PAYG withheld from the salary. So it's important that even if you're on a low income tax bracket and don't actually have tax to pay or much tax to pay, you might be eligible for a refund, and the only way you can get a refund is to lodge that return.
Australia telah menandatangani perjanjian pajak dengan lebih dari 40 negara untuk berbagi informasi keuangan individu untuk menghindari pajak ganda dan penghindaran fiskal dari mereka yang mendapatkan pendapatan dari luar negeri sementara tinggal di sini.
It's a golden rule, I think, just to assume that the ATO know a lot more about you than perhaps you think they do. So always be honest about your tax affairs and your income and assets you don't fall foul of the ATO, because if they have this information and find that you haven't made a full disclosure, then the ATO is empowered to impose penalties and interest for people who do the wrong thing.
Hampir separuh dari pekerja Australia memenuhi syarat untuk tunjangan pemerintah JobKeeper sebesar $1,500 per dua minggu yang dianggap sebagai penghasilan yang dikenakan pajak.
It's a system where there are winners and some losers. Not everyone is eligible. 1 March was a critical date to be an employee, and in some cases, employers who have dismissed long-standing employees can rehire them and re-engage them.
Anand Shukla, kepala sekolah dari A1 Accountants dari Melbourne, mengatakan beberapa pekerja mungkin akan lebih baik daripada sebelum wabah COVID-19.
If one of the workers is part-time and is working less hours and should effectively be paid less than $1,500 because those are the number of hours that they have worked for, then they would still be eligible to receive $1,500 minimum, because this money is going to come from the government to the employer to be paid towards the employee. And this is what the legislation states, that the minimum payment has to be $1,500. Now, if an employee works longer hours and the employer owes more than $1,500, then whatever the employer needs to top up, the employer will have to come up with that portion of the payment.
JobKeeper adalah proses yang rumit untuk beberapa majikan, namun Shukla mengatakan ini tidak boleh menghentikan karyawan untuk mengambil tindakan proaktif untuk mempercepat prosesnya.
The time window for this is going to be between 20th of April to the 30th of April. So if there is a delay in submitting this information, there is a possibility that some of them might miss out on these payments. And this is the employer missing out on the payments that the employer has already made to the employee. There will be delays and there could be hiccups getting these payments from the tax office if you don't follow the protocols as they have been laid by the tax office.
Shukla mengatakan banyak pengemudi Uber dan pengirim makanan cenderung kehilangan pengembalian pajak mereka karena kurangnya catatan yang mereka simpan untuk memenuhi syarat.
An Uber driver would be eligible to claim fuel, insurance, car registration, repairs and maintenance, any leasing costs, such as if the car is on loan, any cleaning or car wash related expenses. They use their mobile to provide all these services. They can claim for mobile as well. And then there will be accounting fees, parking, if they provide mint and water to the people they are driving. So all of those expenses, they would be eligible to claim only if they maintained accurate records.
Pemerintah menawarkan 80 sen per jam kerja bagi jutaan pekerja Australia ketika mereka bekerja dari rumah karena COVID-19. Shukla mengatakan mereka yang menggunakan ruang yang lebih besar untuk melakukan pekerjaan mereka dari rumah bisa mengklaim potongan lebih lanjut asalkan mereka memiliki catatan rinci menggunakan metode biaya aktual.
You would have to note down all of these expenses and use the floor area of your house, which is actually used to generate that income, such as a study area or a specific room, to then claim those actual expenses. So it's a bit of a complex process where you will have to have records for every deduction that you are looking to claim.
Pedagang tunggal bekerja dari rumah memiliki hak yang sama dengan pekerja dari rumah yang lain. Ada kemungkinan klaim potongan untuk hipotek dan sewa meskipun Shukla memperingatkan itu bisa memiliki implikasi pada pajak model keuntungan atau capital gain si pemilik rumah.
This person would be eligible to claim a portion of his rent if he's renting or if it is a mortgage or if there is a loan on the property, then he will be able to claim that as well. However, look, keep in mind, if you own the property and if you have a mortgage on that, then you are exempt from capital gains tax on a primary place of residence if you decide to sell the property in the future. So if you claim a portion of your property on tax, then you would also have to pay a little bit of capital gains tax prorated to what you have claimed in the past. There are many rules associated with this and you should get professional advice.
Menurut Michael Crocker, proses pelacakan catatan untuk pengembalian pajak sangat mudah dilakukan.
It's a bit of a nightmare keeping all these records, but the ATO does have an app where you can take a photo of your receipts, etc., on your mobile phone and load it up to a site called My Deductions. That's an easy way of keeping track of all your bits of paper. And at the end of a year, typically a lot of Australians would just check in with a tax agent.
Australian Taxation Office atau ATO telah bekerja sama dengan sekitar 700 organisasi masyarakat yang beragam secara budaya dan linguistik untuk mendistribusikan informasi pajak. Anda dapat mempelajari tentang informasi pajak di laman situs pajak ATO dalam bahasa Anda atau hubungi ATO untuk nasihat pada nomor 132861. Anda juga dapat memenuhi syarat untuk bantuan pajak gratis jika Anda berpenghasilan kurang dari $60,000 per tahun. Jika Anda memerlukan bantuan bahasa, hubungi layanan alih bahasa dan penterjemah pada nomor 131450 dan mintalah bantuan untuk diarahkan ke saluran bantuan ATO. Kunjungi situs web ATO untuk informasi tentang tindakan pajak dan dukungan untuk bisnis dan individu selama COVID-19.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.